mysterious pneumonia outbreak in Wuhan, China.
A new type of coronavirus.
The number of affected countries has tripled.
The World Health Organization has just declared that this is a pandemic.
A SARS-like virus, which has infected hundreds in China, has now reached the United States.
Coronavirus officially hitting the U.S.
America has passed the grim milestone.
230,556.
Tonight, coronavirus exploding coast to coast.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Cases are up.
Nearly 1,300 people passing away from COVID complications.
Many blame the president for the scale of the crisis.
These are the lonely times for a president. All the decisions come to you, and he's made just about all of them wrong.
U.S. adding a million new infections in the last week alone, pushing total cases to 11 million and forcing more states to crack down.
I think it's under control. I'll tell you what.
How? 1,000 Americans are dying a day.
They are dying. That's true. It is what it is.
Federal government is failing.
This is America.
We've done worse than most any other country.
Cemeteries have become overwhelmed.
The U.S. is now reporting more COVID-19 deaths than anywhere else in the world.
People being afraid to go to public places.
Thousands laid off or furloughed, stores shut down, public gatherings banned.
We've seen states, cities being shut down virtually from an economic activity standpoint.
Industries like airlines, import-export companies, tourism, retailers, events, restaurants, and many other non-essential services have been hit.
The U.S. economy has entered a recession.
Businesses are shuttered. People are staying indoors.
People who were laid off were more likely to be female, younger, working in less secure, lower-paying jobs.
But more than 6 million people were laid off.
The largest number in a single week ever.
Every man, woman, and child in those cities laid off in a single week.
And nearly 800,000 teachers have lost their jobs in just 2 months.
Today's announcement proves that our economy is roaring back.
943,000.
The 6.6 million new claims.
The 27 million newly unemployed in March and April. 21 million will qualify for some form of public health care coverage.
Virus forced businesses across the country to close their doors.
Nike and Apple among the big names closing retail locations in the United States.
We're seeing this trickle down to local businesses.
Apparel company J.Crew became the first major retailer to file for bankruptcy during the pandemic.
Almost 100,000 small businesses permanently closed since the pandemic.
When the country shut down because of COVID-19, almost every industry was affected. Travel, hospitality, energy, restaurants, gyms, commercial real estate companies are all filing for bankruptcy.